This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have just a few days left before another possible government shutdown, and we'll find out what's going on with that with Fox News Radio's Ryan Smells this morning. Ryan, thanks for being with us. What is happening? Where are we at on this?
Well, we're going to have two votes today. Both the House and the Senate will vote, and then we'll pretty much be wrapped up. So it's kind of anticlimactic. You know, there hasn't been any, you know, major stalling that's been going on. You know, Republicans tried to get their plan across the finish line. It did not work out. And so here we are.
Now, is what we're looking at now, is it, again, a compromise of sorts, or is one side?
Yes, it's a clean bill. It's, was worked on by Speaker Johnson and Leader Schumer, and so both the House and Senate were involved. It's a bill that pretty much just extends funding levels to December, and it also includes funding for Secret Service, about $200 million. So it was a bipartisan agreement, but we'll see how many Republicans are frustrated by this and might push back on it.
What is their sticking point most? Is it most mostly about the identity of voters and citizenship?
Well, that's what they wanted to get across the finish line. It did not work out, though, because, there was pushback from both the House and the Senate Republicans, who some of them thought that, it was too late in the season for a voter restriction bill, or I should say a voter accountability bill like this, security bill, to take effect. And then also, you know, I think there's just always going to be a number of Republicans who don't like the idea of a continuing resolution or an extension of government funding. So all that was an issue. And then you also had pushback from conservatives and moderates who were worried about, you know, military readiness and what a simple extension of government funding does for that when, you know, you should be passing a full budget, which will allow for new military programs and other programs to take effect.
All right, Ryan, hey, thank you. Thanks for your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz on the government shutdown, the possibility. Hey, they've erected a statue of Johnny Cash in the Capitol Hill, in Capitol. Arkansas set it up there, I guess. Johnny Cash was an Arkansas native, apparently, because that's, we're talking about the Hall of, where every state has two statues there. The Kansans are Dwight Eisenhower and Amelia Earhart in the hall there. Ted, celebrating a birthday today of a native son, Robert Michael Gates, born in 1943.
Robert Gates.
Yeah. He was an American intelligence analyst and university president. Served as the 22nd United States Secretary of Defense from 2006 till 2011.
Under two different presidents.
Yeah. Appointed by President George W. Bush, retained by President Barack Obama. He had a career beginning in – he was graduated from East High School in Wichita.
Yep.
In 61. And by 1966 – he was an Eagle Scout, by the way. And by 1966, the Central Intelligence Agency came after him and recruited him.
Yeah.
And he became part of the CIA. And then he finally was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency with George H.W. Bush. After leaving the CIA, he became president of Texas A&M University and was a member of several corporate boards. He served as a member of the Iraq Study Group. The bipartisan commission studied the lessons of the Iraq War. So quite an expert there. And since leaving the Obama administration, Gates was elected president of the Boy Scouts of America, served as chancellor of the College of William and Mary, and served as a member of several corporate boards. In 2012, he was elected a fellow of the National Academy of Public Administration. What a career.
He's got a pretty fascinating resume.
Outstanding.
Pretty good for a guy from Wichita.
Yeah.
Robert Gates, time.
81 years old today. 8:17 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, let's go to Major League Baseball. We're in the final week of the regular season, and the Kansas City Royals are trying to make the playoffs. But, boy, scoring runs right now for the Royals is just not happening. Of course, it got terrible over the weekend when they scored no runs on Saturday, no runs on Sunday. They got back-to-back shutouts. And then last night, in the first nine innings, zero runs. 27 straight innings for the Royals, no runs.
Wow.
The good news is, though, the Royals had their starting pitcher, Cole Reagans, on the mound. He went six scoreless innings. The bullpen worked three scoreless innings. Reagans has a 1.08 earned run average in the month of September. So this game was 0-0. We go to the 10th inning, and the Royals get an inherited runner in scoring position at second base. Would that be enough to finally get a run? Well, you heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
1-1 on Bobby. Now the pitch. And a swing and a grounder left side. Coming in the shortstop, Nunez. Double clutches. Throws to first. Ball gets away from the first baseman. Here comes Isbell to score. And the Royals score the first run of the night here in the 10th inning. It's 1-0. Nunez, the shortstop, double clutch with Bobby flying up the line. And then by the time he did throw, it was kind of a weak throw. And it got away from Yepes, the first baseman. And Kyle Isbell comes all the way around to score. 1-0 Royals. Bobby at first base, one out.
Those might be some of the happiest high fives in a dugout in quite some time. The seal has been broken.